Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial on Number 2. Going to talk a little bit about the pros and cons of globalism. Jimmy, globalism theoretically could be a very good thing, but it doesn't seem to be working very well right now. What are your comments?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the theory behind it was that, you know, if you balance out labor, you balance out financials, and, you know, you'd build up people that that were in a lesser position, and you'd get more manufacturing there. And it would, you know, again, one of those ideological views that everybody would benefit from it. The problem is that not everybody benefits from it. The corrupt take advantage of a system. They take advantage of low wages in some countries. The people that make the money are the actual corporate leaders and boards and governance, not the individuals. And so what it's shown very clearly is that it's about greed, and it's not beneficial to the average people anywhere.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, I read a book called Shoe Dog, which was written by Phil Knight, founder of Nike. And he said if it weren't for globalism, i.e. him being able to get his shoes manufactured in the Far East at a much lesser price, he said Nike wouldn't even exist today.
Well, that would actually be beneficial. I think Nike sucks. So I think they have used people. They've used low wages in order to advance themselves and make a fortune at the, again, at the expense of, you know, low wages in and, you know, abusive labor practices in many countries. So, yeah, he wouldn't have been able to make money because why? Because he didn't cheat the system. Now, you know, I mean, he wouldn't have been able to cheat the system the way he did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the theory is kind of like Marxism, the idea that everybody would just do their work and that everybody would be equal and we'd all put in based on our means and you know, take based on our needs. Theoretically, all sounds very hunky-dory, but the reality is individuals and corruption infiltrates everything, which is why you need laws and you need sovereignty in individual countries deciding what their future would be. And the governance that they deal with is the one that they have to manage. And what we've done is try to take away. We've tried to make world government through globalization. And globalization government is being controlled by corporations, not by elected officials, not by democracy, but by authoritarian leaders.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. I don't think there's any question about it. The Wall Street Journal is beginning to run more and more articles on globalism, and I'd like to talk about some of those articles next time we chat. Let's talk about the Durham investigation now, Jimmy.
Yeah, so it's been interesting. There's, again, the Durham investigation has had no press leaks, unlike the Mueller investigation, which almost every other day had some major leak of an accusation and a threat that the media jumped on that just proved that Donald Trump was associated with Russians and working together. Well, the facts are becoming quite clear through the Durham investigation's court filings, not through media and press leaks, not through speculation, but by court filings, that there's some very serious charges potentially waiting the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign, in connection with this Alpha Bank facade, fraud, where they accused Trump of having a connection through Trump Tower to a server with Alpha Bank, a Russian bank, which was supposed to be a linkage. And it looks like Andrew Sussman, the lawyer for the Clinton campaign, created false accusations with data miners that were actually under contract for DARPA and the U.S. government, including White House routing services, these guys that were under contract to do it, they fabricated information and then fed it to the FBI. Jim Baker, one of the FBI top FBI lawyer, as well as to the press and to the CIA in order to create this fictitious narrative. And of course, they're arguing, and this is the most interesting filing this week, they're arguing that their information, that their contact between Fusion GPS, the company that created the dossier that claimed Trump was, you know, literally in bed with Russian hookers peeing on Obama's bed, that organization, Fusion GPS, Perkins Coie Law Firm, Mark Elias, and Andrew Sussman all had a legal privilege based on some legal standing for, you know, some advice, for legal advice from these organizations to the Clinton campaign and the DNC. And the interesting part about it is Sussman, he's using the justification that it was, you know, this was legal advice and it's privileged information. So Durham can't look at it. And Durham very clearly in this week's filings with the court said, well, if he claims that it was legal advice, but then he actually should have contacted his superiors with the DNC and the Clinton campaign to get approval to go to the Justice Department, to the FBI, and to the CIA, and to the press if he were giving legal advice. But in his written testimony and his deposition, he claimed that he was not giving, that he was not connected with anyone else when he provided this information. So he's in a catch-22. Sussman's in a catch-22, and it's leading very clearly to a much larger conspiracy between the DNC, the Clinton campaign, these tech individuals, and the lawyers at Perkins Coie that were kind of coordinating and supposed to be the legal step through to avoid the problems. To be able to hide.
Jimmy, the only thing that concerns me about all the investigations that are going on, I mean, the last one, you know, where the Clinton campaign, the Democratic Party, was found to be doing some things that weren't really kosher. So what happened? Nothing. Almost never saw the light of day. They were found guilty and they were fined $100,000.
That's right. The FEC fined both the DNC and the Hillary in the Clinton campaign. I can't remember. It was like 10,000 in one and 100,000 in the other.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, but it also is a precedent that they were actually conducting political operations rather than legal operations. So that actually gives more credence to the Durham investigation. But I do agree with you. There's a very big question of whether anybody will ever face the consequences. And here's my take. So Jim Comey, as the FBI director, Andrew Sussman and Mark Elias, Jim Baker, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, the people that were actually involved in all of this were also involved in trying to cover up Hillary Clinton's server at home, server with classified information on it.
Right.
And okay, so what happened with that was you had key members of the Clinton staff that were lawyers that facilitated that actual server and then testified or actually were investigated by Comey and Peter Strzok and this group in the FBI. And then Comey came out and said, well, you know, they did bad things, but we're not going to charge them because no one could win that case. Well, part of the justification of why they couldn't win that case was because of legal privilege. Mm-hmm. So I think currently what they're doing, what Elias and Sussman, what the people are attempting to do, the DNC, Fusion GPS, they're attempting to use that same methodology, that same justification to avoid criminal acts by having, hey, this is privileged information from lawyerly advice. That worked with Comey. And it would have worked with, I'm sure it would have worked with Garland. The problem is Durham has been appointed from the Bill Barr AG time as a special counsel on this process. So he's not under specific control of Garland. And the more he finds out, the more he's going to be able to highlight. Now, my guess is he's actually going to target. He's not going to target Comey or McCabe or anybody in the government. As much as I think they're clearly indicated in a conspiracy to help propagate this information and facilitated it and leaked information that actually undermined the presidency for 4 years. Mm-hmm. As wrong as they were, I think Durham will only focus on the DNC, on Sussman and the lawyers. And I think there'll be some token prosecutions here and they can protect the deep state people and the government, because for their perspective, if the whole thing tumbles, the whole facade of DOJ impartiality and FBI impartiality collapses, and people will have no trust in the system if in fact he pushes and goes all the way to the bottom of this. And that's unfortunate, because we need to clean house in order to get trust and faith back in our justice system.
Agree 1,000%. Well, there you have it, you guys. A few words on nationalism versus globalism. We're going to be talking more in depth about that on the weekend show and what's going on with all the investigations where people are proven to be guilty, but that guilt never sees the light of day. Jim, thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, you bet.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.